see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this show today. We're going to be going today from 4 to 6 p.m. as hard as we can go. Hit the ground running. I got a lot of up-to-dating to do to you, give to you, about what's going on with the New World Order, as they call it. Boy, I tell you one thing, it's picking up steam fast. And serious, serious deceptions are going to hit the religious world like a nuclear bomb when this thing finally goes. The churches today are not going to know what hit them. The ones of the old-timey religion are going to be left in the dust unless they understand what's happening. It's serious. And you, literally, there is not one religious leader today that you can trust. Not one. Evidence is clear. Not one. On the international, national level, there's not one. They've cleaned them all out. They've subjugated them. And the ones that were working for the Illuminati, or the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, and so forth, are now starting to come out of the woodwork, and they will go against their own people. It will happen. I don't think people understand that yet. You know, they've... It's now allegedly up to 31 bankers have, you know, been found killed or has died, has committed suicide, whatever. Allegedly, 31 bankers. I don't know of that number how many have disappeared and went to their little luxurious places and said they've dead and died, and the others that have been killed to bring on the illusion that it's the bankers that's the trouble, not the bankers, it's the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the royal bloodlines of today. The Italian and German royal bloodlines, Breakspear, Aldo Brandini, Medici, Borgia, all Italian, not Jews, not a Jew one among them. The Jews are the scapegoats, and the false Jews are scapegoats on a level. That's the tribe of Dan, it's the 13th tribe. Total evil. The real Jews, Hebrew Jews, are the victims. And the Muslims, the Arabs are victims as well. But you haven't heard that before, have you? That the Vatican created the religion of Islam. The Vatican created Zionism. The Vatican created communism, fascism, Nazism through Frank Nietzsche. And absolutely. And Al-Qaeda come through the CIA and MI5, MI6, Mossad. They create the radical groups within a group. They control them. Always have controlled both sides of every conflict, always. The Illuminati, the globalists, as they say. These are facts. These are not theories or whatever. Family, I'm going to start the broadcast, dedicate the broadcast right now. And I'm going to give you some details. I'm going to give you some facts about what's up to date with the New World Order. And they're now really focusing on this fake Jesus Christ named Sananda Manuel, the fallen angel, Yeshua, as they call him. He's coming around. An alleged alien is a lie. For others, his ascended master. Another lie. They're fallen angels, and they're all evil. As a matter of fact, if you go back, you can do it right now if you want to. Swedenborg, Swedenborg, Swedenborg in the 18th century. Known then as the man who spoke with angels. Well, I'm here to tell you they were fallen angels he spoke to, and he'll tell you in his historical accounts that all they do is lie. Nothing can be believed by them. Of course, he did form the Universalism, which is a religious heresy anyway, that there's no hell and so forth and so on. There's always a trick to it. Family, this is serious what's going on. And people, those out there, they're not going to be able to run away from it. Denial is a non-negotiating point. You can deny up to a point and it's going to be right smack in your face. What are you going to do when that happens? It's going to be a supernatural event. They're going to make it natural, making it look like it's aliens and disclosure, Benjamin Cram and the whole nine yards. A war in the heavens of UFO Star Trek quality. It's going to be holograms, supernatural, whiz-bang, smoke and mirrors to fool the regular public that don't know or have a clue what's going on. And here comes by descending in a UFO, no less, the one named Sananda Manuel or Yeshua, the fake Jesus, will lay the groundwork for the Antichrist. We are close. We are very close. Very, very close now to that first seal. I'll say that. I mean, I know your Bagleys and all these guys, they try to gin up some kind of fake apocalypse and all this other that's trying to eliminate the 7 years, make it happen in a month, whatever. Because they have to show you where Jesus comes at the end of a supposed World War III. So all that's got to take place first. That's where your Calvinists and your preterists come into. To argue the point that all the tribulations have already happened. They have to get that out of the way. For those that read the Bible. So you'll be fooled into thinking the tribulations have already come and gone. If that's the case, then God is not a just God, and he's a lying God. Now, if you want to believe that, well, you're on your own. So that means, what I mean is, some people have escaped justice. They've escaped somehow, slipped through the supernatural cracks and not saw the tribulations, and yet we're past it already. It's not even recorded in history. And if the ones that they say is recorded in history was minuscule. It's an event in Chernobyl. Oh, that was Wormwood. Really? Boy, we missed a whole lot before then. Who was the Antichrist? I just Gosh, I just missed that one somehow. And the hailstones with fire. When did that happen? That's just a hyperbole in the Bible. Oh, so the Bible's not literal. It's really kind of just short stories. It's fictional. Oh, I see. Yeah. You see what they're doing? How they do it? No. We've not experienced the tribulations whatsoever yet. And when they do happen, the real ones in the Bible, it will be every square inch of this earth won't be missed. Every human being will be judged. Just depends where you're going to be judged at. Rewards at the judgment seat of Christ for those who accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, and that's the wheat. And the tares, Christian identity, and you others, are those who reject Jesus Christ and His holy word and not being born again. That's two. That's it. It's that simple. Hadn't happened yet, but God allows evil to exist for the time being, for that separation and division, for people to take their choices, to make their choices. It's a choice that you have to make. There's no slipping through the cracks. Only slipping through the cracks you might happen is fracking. And then when you slip in that one, it's not a good fall. Family, you don't want to slip through the cracks on this one. Or even miss out on one side of the road or the other, because it's an eternal determination. Is coming to a point in time. Now, for others, it's already happened. Sometimes it happens like those three young boys that were drunk the other night, fairly recently, and their car went off the road. You've heard it before. Across the center line to the left, and off the road it went and went into a tree. It wouldn't have mattered if they were wearing seatbelts or not. It split the car in half. They didn't have time to say, oops, literally. So I don't mean to be dreary and drab on this, but that's the reality. This is what happens. Well, your judgment's been determined at that point. Others will see it happening over a period of time. They'll see the New World Order come to fruition, and they'll say, oh. When they make that decision, it's going to be souls under the altar of ardent martyrism. Family, time for choosing is getting here. Either way, you got to make that decision and choice, younger, older, or otherwise. This is the world we live in. This is what you were born into. And this is the reality of what you're having to deal with. Now, I see in my research, reading the papers and all that stuff and other things, that the supernatural is starting to come out. The supernatural events, the entity, the possession of just almost anybody is happening due to various reasons I've explained in many other broadcasts. But right now, people don't want to hear about this. They're going to anyway. Whether they want to listen to a broadcast or a warning or not, it's going to be in their front doorstep. There's no denying it when it happens. Are they going to know what to do then? Because the churches aren't teaching them. You might have a scattered few from some podunk town that's teaching the truth. Maybe some cornered church somewhere that's teaching the real truth. But you're not getting in any, not one exception. Just to be on the safe side, 99.99999% of the churches today at the mega churches definitely are teaching lies. New Age philosophy. Dr. Feelgood messages. Keeping you away from spiritual warfare. Repentance. What hell is about. What love of Jesus is all about. The whole focused message. The full balanced message is not being taught today. At all. Except, like I said, for some of those podunk towns. Some out-of-the-way church is teaching the Illuminati, teaching about Satan and how he operates. You get, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe an hour. Let's go an hour. A week. Okay, you're going Wednesday. Fine, 2 hours a week of church. You get 24/7 of Satan. Now, do the math on that. And you're saying, what are you talking about? And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. He controls education, all education, philosophy, religions, all of them, every one of them, even Christianity, science, the arts, politics, and finance. He's got it all covered. Who's he use? He uses those murdering Jesuits, high-level Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, who are lying to the lower-level Freemasons. We're talking the Order of the Garter. We're talking the Skull and Bones. You got it? The OTO and all these Satanists, and they're all connected. It all boils down to, you can call them what you want to, Elmer Fudd Society, don't count, don't matter. They're all of Satan. If it's not born again of Jesus Christ, it includes religion, it's not going to make it. It's that simple. All Bibles are corrupted except for the King James Bible, with evidence. They can deny, they can block you, they can run, they get mad and scream. Won't change the truth at all. Just sit there and let them go. King James Bible stands alone. Fact. Not opinion and not speculation. And it can be proven over and over and over. Family, you're going to have to make a choice eventually. Praying, the fasting, loving one another, no matter this race thing they're trying to dig up. They're bringing up all the race cards to cause that dissension. So you'll want to come together under one religion, one government, one financial standard. So they got to create the division, show you the divisions. So you'll say, I don't want that division anymore. I want to come together. And that's exactly what they want everybody to do under one religion. What they don't know is it's coming under secular humanism. They haven't told them that yet, except for the few that are disciples of their ill-conceived theology. And now back to the bankers. That's proof enough right there that they've been killing off their own. So Masons, you better get ready. Because they're going to, as soon as they get rid of the Christians and get rid of those that are rejecting all secret societies and so forth, they've used you up for this to identify them and corral them and all that, then they're going to kill you too. The bankers is evidence. And you're seeing right before your very eyes what I've been telling you all for 5 years, that they're going to target the Freemasons as soon as they're done with you. I'm telling you all this because you'll find it in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, chapter 15. It tells you right there it is. Read it or not, it is true. And it's happening. That's the evidence. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we come today in the name of your Son, Jesus. We pray to you, Lord. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, that, Lord, that we pray that special blood, that uncorrupted blood around us today, Lord, and all this week, that we prepare for what change that may happen or what events may take place. Father, we call upon you to give us the words to speak. Give us divine appointments to witness. And Father, to give us that conviction when we fall away or turn off the track, that, Lord, you keep us on track. Lord, we're praying here for our families, our loved ones that's close by. We pray for those that we come in contact with. And, Lord, that you'll give us words between us that we can express the love of Jesus. We can warn those who's not listening. That, Father, that when we do send that warning as watchmen, that, Lord, that Holy Spirit will follow them where they go. And he'll bind the Holy Spirit to their heart. That, Father, he'll set up more divine appointments. That finally they'll see the light, Lord, those that you've called and will accept Jesus as Savior, repent of sins, and then become another spokesman, another watchman, and then the next, and the next, and the next. Father, we pray for those returning veterans, Father, that the knowledge of the psychotropic drugs and the voice-to-skull technology in their heads is taking place now, Lord, that the effects of these drugs will be eliminated, that the voices in the head will be silenced, and Father, the thoughts of suicide will be ceased. Lord, we pray for them now, that Father, only through your Holy Spirit intervention can this technology be destroyed that's causing these suicides by design. Father, we pray for those children that's being abducted and used for the Satanist, the Wicca, and all those in the high-level positions of our government and in the European government and those in the Illuminati that's using these children, Lord, that you'll find ways for them to escape. And, Lord, for the others to bring them to your bosom. Lord, we pray for leaders that, Lord, will bring out of their witnesses, will bring out whistleblowers and those that will turn away from the Illuminati and start telling the truth. Father, we call upon whistleblowers to come out. We call, Lord, for those pastors and preachers, rabbis and priests that, Lord, will have the courage to step away from their raisings, from their heresy, and, Lord, to start speaking the truth about repentance, about the love of God, about what hell's about, how Satan operates so they can avoid these pitfalls and traps. Father, also we pray against witchcraft. We pray against that Wesak festival, Lord. We pray against it ever happening. That, Lord, you'll open up or close down the portals and open up the minds of those to see what's really going on behind the scenes at this Wesak and this Bohemian Grove and the rest of them. That's why, Father, we pray. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves, our families, and everything belongs to us, Lord. We ask you for giant warrior angels to be loose from heaven to surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we break down and undam and blow up all the walls of protection around all these witches, these warlocks, and these witnesses and Satanists and all the like. And, Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to break the power of all these curses and these hexes, these vexes, these spells and charms, these fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thoughts, all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control to be eliminated and torn down. And all these jinxes and potions, bewitchments, and death and destruction they cause to be stopped. The sickness and pain they cause to be lifted and the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains to be destroyed and broken up. And everything else being set in my way, our way, or our family members' way, and those on this broadcast listening, Father, we ask that, Father, you will take it and cover them in the blood of Jesus and take these events, these things sent to them by the Satanists and witchcraft, return it and demons to the senders right now back to them, no matter where, and back to them sevenfold and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. Father, we pray that these lost souls then will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the Holy Spirit to loose them from all mind control of Satan. Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And so they, too, may be set free from the bondages of Satan. And that's why, Father, we pray on that belt of truth. The Father gives us wisdom and our counseling and our hope and our strength. Father, we also pray the breastplate of righteousness. That, Father, you show us any sin that we need to confess right now, and that nothing will hinder us from being filled to overflowing with your Spirit. Father, we pray on those sandals of peace, for the peace you give us when we trust and follow you. Show us how to help others find that same peace. And, Lord, the shield of faith to be put in our arms. And thank you, Lord, for helping us to have the faith in you and to keep our faith strong, set divine appointments and protection, Lord, that we can pass it on. And everything you've promised us in your word, Lord, it becomes true, that we know the faith we have is what we'll keep. The helmet of salvation, protect our heads, our minds from the wiles of the devil, and our families, too, to protect their minds, to fight today's battles for all eternity. Father, we also pray in our hands the sword of the Spirit, which is the almighty word of God. We thank you, Father, for the scriptures you've given us to learn. And, Father, give us divine appointments and the words to speak when we have to witness. It helps us to cut through deceptions and to gain your victory in any battle we face today through your holy word. Father, in these names we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'm seeing some videos that's come out this past week that, man, these people are serious. They're seriously coming around this mark of God that somebody sent me. It's a video being put out, and, oh, man, it's covering what they call the act of God, or the mark of God. And it's a type of, it's hard to explain even, a symbol that's, on the video, it shows on the forehead. And when you look at the outer fringes of the three parts of the mark, as they're talking about it, in somewhat of a Norman Rockwell kind of commercial, all touchy-feely, families touching, laughing at each other, all this, that, and the other, about the mark. Do you have the mark of God that loves you and all this? Baloney. It's got a 666 on the end of it. So don't be taken in by all this. And then he got a video that's going around now, this one he calls himself Jesus. It says they got intermingled with the Bible about words to say, but this one he says those that reject it must be tortured. Oh, okay. That's sure. I'm certain that's Bible. Jesus Christ there. Not. Family, they're getting ready for disclosure. And it's, I don't know. It's any. They're going to have an instant of some kind. But right now it's set up to receive this new age religion. And they do it by the media, influencing people through the media. Because all the media is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. As confirmed by a 1915 congressional record. Goes back to J.P. Morgan. They bought out 25 of the major newspapers. And made sure, since then, until today, that an editor was furnished every decade, every 20 years, until one died, another was replaced, that was controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations to monitor, set up, design each paper to put out what they wanted to serve the interest of the investors, which was the Illuminati, in all media. Now, during the 1950s, the Chicago Tribune got out some pretty important articles. They made some mistakes, allowed some truth to be put out that is recorded today, is setting up how the Korean War was set up to lose and who was responsible for it. That during that period of time, in the 50s and 19, late 50s, early 50s, late 50s, and 1960s, they were about the mid 60s, they took back control of it. They had some good articles that came out. No more, but then they did. Talked about the Vietnam War and the Korean War and how it's been set up to lose. Made sure we didn't win that war, that we failed. Nixon was a part of it. Of that, there's no doubt, as evidence shows. Matter of fact, old Nixon was planning a military dictatorship, working with General Cushman of the Marine Corps against Schlesinger and the 82nd Airborne. That was getting set up in 1972 to 73. It goes back to FDR, who had planned a dictatorship. They was hoping that Kennedy would, but Kennedy went against him. You saw what happened there. Bobby Kennedy was with his brother. He's going after the subversive groups. Saw what happened there. Martin Luther King was supposed to be communist and socialist to help lead the blacks in marching and to set up a civil war between blacks and white that would then justify martial law, but no. Martin Luther King was a man of God. He pulled away from the civil rights movement, marched with him, but he went his own path, one of peace. And even Malcolm X wasn't working with the Illuminati, and he's against the Boulay Society. He wasn't working with all those in the secret societies. He is trying to work for his people that under him and following him and so forth. I didn't, of course, didn't agree with his, you know, political stance, but what I respected was the fact that he was honest about it and he was working for the people which trusted him against the Freemasons and against the secret societies, and he had nothing to do with it. And he learned that Islam, in its raw form, the real Islam that was created, listen, the real Islam that was created as a religion by the Vatican in the 6th century was a religion of peace. It was created to be a religion of peace at first, so that it would invite and bring in the Arabs, because they identified with this peace religion. It was used as a bait. Then, of course, later on, the Vatican funded, about 200 years later, part of the agenda, funded the Muslim army's invasion of northern Africa with the agreement they'd fund them if they would take Jerusalem and give it to the Pope and protect Roman Catholics and the monks, kill Orthodox Christians and Jews, and secure Jerusalem was the conditions that they would fund the expansion of Islam. Oops, that didn't go so well, because Islam wanted to continue on with the winds that they had in the Middle East and Northern Africa to come on to Europe. Oh, that wasn't part of the deal. Now you know the reason for the 11 Crusades and the Knights Templar, which actually goes back further than that, but they had to stop what the Vatican started all along. Now they're going to try to secure Jerusalem here in the recent years. Matter of fact, recent months. It's always been on the table for the Vatican to control the holy city of God, Jerusalem. After all, you got to have some city for the Antichrist to walk in now, don't you? It's all being set up. It's going by the book. The Vatican did create Islam and all those other isms. Sure did. And along the way, they set up what's called the 21 Goals of the Illuminati, brought to you by the Committee of the 300, blue bloodline families of hybrid blood, evil to the core of your kings and queens and globalist families of Italian and German descent, that their ancestry can be traced back to the pharaohs of Egypt, migrated to Europe, and there you have your Illuminati families of a certain specific gene hybrid DNA that you and I don't have. A special DNA allowing possession and avatars to be enhanced and used. This is amazing stuff that's going on around us that Satan set up. But here's the deal. Deal is, it's done. The game's over. We're counting the casualties of those that reject Jesus Christ. They cannot possibly win the world for eternity. It's not going to happen. They will for about 3.5 years. And then comes God's wrath. It's not going to be very pleasant for them and those left. Hadn't happened yet. But it is getting set up. You can all read about it in the King James Bible and the book of Revelation, called the 7-year tribulation. Hadn't started yet. But you see all the technology today that can be fulfilled. That's why God told Daniel to shut up the book. They can explain the mark of the beast, and back then they'd say, mark of the what? Who killed who? That's not even, they would have no concept. Do you have the concept today? Oh, yeah, you do. Called digital tattoos, Verichip, satellite, space technology, nuclear bombs, all that stuff. They would have no clue about that in the Bedouins. The desert dwellers would have no clue reading the prophecy about what that's talking about. That's why God said for Daniel to close up the book. Because people then would not understand what was written in Scripture. But open the book for today. And there's still secrets there that's going to be revealed. I had said several years ago, those of my regular listeners will acknowledge this. Not that I'm not looking for that. I'm not going to write a book about it either. I don't care about all that stuff. But the point I'm trying to make is, this is not new. Well, I had said 3 or 4 years ago, and on a semi-regular basis, that there would be someday books or scrolls that would appear out of nowhere in some basement or some hole in the ground or some Lost Sea Scrolls kind of setting or something that would upset the religious dogmas of today. Well, God's another one. This one has taken a kind of a headlines lately. It's the silliest thing I've ever read in my life. I hadn't read the document. Doesn't matter if I've read it or not. The fact is, it's reported. April the 28th, 2014. 1,500-year-old Bible confirms that Jesus Christ was not crucified. The Vatican is in awe. Oh, baloney. Man, that's more baloney meat than Oscar Myers has in their warehouse. People hoping that they'll never be judged on their moral character and all that in the future or when they die will be so relieved to read this they'll believe it. And it comes from Metaphysics More. I love the title. Much to the dismay of the Vatican, the approximately 1,500 to 2,000-year-old Bible was found in Turkey. That's where the Antichrist is going to march south into Jerusalem at the real Second World War, but alas, that's yet in the future. The Ethnography Museum of Ankara discovered and kept secret in the year 2000, of course. The book contained the Gospel of Barnabas, a disciple of Christ. Like a disciple, like the Book of Thomas, which is nonsense. Book of Mary, nonsense. Book of Enoch is nonsense. It was written by Enoch, but it's got a chronicle of the fallen angels, but it's never written by Enoch. And it even goes so far as to say it shows that Jesus was not crucified, nor was he the Son of God, but a prophet. Okay, here we go. The book also calls Apostle Paul the imposter. The book also claims that Jesus ascended to heaven alive and Judas Iscariot was crucified in his place. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, deception is on the way. Big time. For them to bring this out now and to put it on the news of today tells me really, really close. And you know what just popped up in front of my eyes just this second, too, while I'm talking to you? Lynetta Hoot. The Gospel of Jesus' Wife looks more and more like a fake. So they got people going left and right, man. The Gospel of Jesus' Wife, a papyrus written in Coptic and containing text that refers to Jesus being married, is looking more and more like it's not authentic, research is revealing. So it gives you all kinds of a way to not to trust anything, right? Especially the Bible. It's how they want you to believe it. They're causing so much confusion, it lays wait for Sananda Emmanuel, this fallen angel. That's what it's all about. So you'll have so much doubt in your mind about the Bible and what's written. That that you'll believe anything that comes up that you see. Now it goes back to February 24th, 2013. It talks about the Pope resigns due to hidden Gospel of Barnabas. Now why do they talk about 2013 and bring it up again? See, they're timing it just right. The Gospel of Thomas is an apocryphal type gospel. Is the life of Jesus purportedly written by a first-hand observer. And it's just nonsense, family. All of it is. But the thing is, we're throwing out like little bits of Reese's Pieces for E.T. You know what I mean? Draw them into the trap. That's what they're doing. Family, y'all get ready. And start worshiping Jesus Christ. Start praying to Jesus. And the real Jesus of Nazareth. I start getting into it now. this gospel of, if you haven't already, of Barnabas, it's important that you not confuse this gospel of Barnabas, which is around A.D. 1500, and not confuse it with the epistle of Barnabas, which was A.D. 70 to 90. About the time John was writing Revelation. The epistle of Barnabas was written in the late first century. And it was probably not by Barnabas named in the New Testament. In the same way, it wasn't by Enoch written in the book of Enoch. Enoch's prophecy is mentioned in Jude. Not the book of Enoch is never mentioned. The prophecy is not a book. Prophecies can be carried down by word of mouth. They memorize these things. They pass them from one generation to the next. No one said that they kept the book of Enoch in the ark or whatever. It's the epistle of Barnabas was never considered canonical by the early church or any church councils. And this gospel of Barnabas has absolutely no apostolic support at all. It was written around 1400 years after the time of Barnabas. So, and this is evidenced by the fact it was never quoted by any church father or church historian before the 16th century. So, looking in contrast to all this, the books of the New Testament were all written early, before AD 100, and by eyewitnesses, or by those who interviewed the eyewitnesses of the Lord Jesus. 1 John, you got 1 to 5. If you go to 1 John 1 to 5, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, it goes on to say, the life was made manifest. We've seen it and testify to it. It goes on in Luke 1, 1 to 4. In the King James Bible. Talks about interviewing the witnesses and talks about the witnesses, the actual eyewitnesses writing the scrolls and manuscripts. The four Gospels found in the New Testament were never questioned as their authenticity. So, they even had the Gospel of Barnabas being written during the time of the apostles. Still would have never satisfied canonical status because of its historical and doctrinal errors, which are horrific. The Gospel of Barnabas purports that Jesus did not claim to be the Messiah. Does that not sound like Hagee had said before? He said one time in his book he wrote. The Gospel of Barnabas also says that Jesus was born when Pilate was governor. But, history records Pilate became governor in A.D. 26 or 27, though. So, no way. And even further, this Gospel of Barnabas has very strange company because it's a favorite among Muslims as it teaches that Jesus is consistent with the Quran. As the Book of Enoch is liked by everybody. The Book of Enoch by Christians because of all the fallen angel stuff going on. It's all, you know, all neat and packaged up and ooh-ah-wow kind of thing. And then for the Muslims, it's Book of Enoch works because it talks about the jinn and talks about Jesus as a prophet, hardly ever, only a little bit, but talks about the jinn, the fallen angels, Book of Enoch. And for the New Agers, the Book of Enoch. For the atheists, the Book of Enoch is a book or a chronicle of aliens. So it works for everybody. And the Bible don't. The Bible, King James Bible, convicts. For them, it's not good. Imagine that. And the Gospel of Barnabas, this so-called 1,500-year book that has allegedly damaged the Vatican, which is a lie, because the Vatican's creating the Muslim, the New Age religion anyway. Teilhard de Chardin, a very influential avatar of the fallen angels that wrote the quite a bit about the New Age movement. So much so, he was called the father of the New Age movement. Teilhard de Chardin was a Jesuit. highly, highly regarded and influential as setting up the religion of the Antichrist. And the first phase of it was brought in by Helena Blavatsky. Second phase by Alice Bailey. Completion of the third three phases was by 1975 by General Michael Aquino in the Pentagon, a founder of Tset, Temple of Satan, invoked the Prince of Darkness in 1975. That was the third phase of the New Age movement. Historians are unanimous with the Gospel of Barnabas was written in the 15th, 16th century. The Gospel of Barnabas claims that Jesus didn't die on the cross, as does the Quran in the Surah 4, 1, 5, 7. So most likely by Muslims seeking to discredit the Bible regarding the message toward Jesus. You got the Gospel of Gnostic Gospels, Thomas and Judas and Mary and others. Lost books of the Bible are lost because they're not supposed to be in the Bible. So naturally they're going to be lost. No kidding. Y'all get ready. Now, that is now taking, even though it was set up in 2013, they're talking about it again now, bringing it back up again. So, this Gospel of Barnabas, they've got this really old-looking thing out here. This is just trash. Absolute garbage. It's believed, they say, quote, that in this book it says that Jesus also foresees the coming of the prophet Muhammad, who would found Islam 700 years later. Well, the Catholic Church founded Islam, not Muhammad. They raised Muhammad from 6 years old to 25 years old, the Vatican did, using Arab church fathers. One was a brother-in-law of his wife-to-be, or brother-in-law, I'm sorry, a brother, well, actually, well, yeah. And his uncle died early, Waqia, and he married Quajana, an Arab nun that was 40 years old, and he was 25 when he married her. A couple years later, Muhammad's dead, but Islam lives on. So this, talking about the New World Order and where we are, that's what this includes. Because now they're trying to change your religious affiliation. They're trying to bring in religion and discredit the Bible. This is a major setup. Bringing this one article out of the mothballs back out again, 28th of April. So they're getting ready for something again. They count on you all forgetting about certain events in the past. So in bringing it up, it's almost like something new. Then they got this Mark of God thing coming out. Look it up. It's Mark of God. It's 2014. They got an official video out. Put on the forehead, this really spidery looking mark on somebody's forehead. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's evil looking. May the 5th, 2014, article says, Jesus never told us to stop sinning. Whew, boy, oh boy. This one hit this market. It's going out and about. Family, they're coming out with it. They're really falsifying scripture and really twisting it. Then, of course, you had another banker to die, 27-year-old Andrew Jessic, found dead in the Hudson River. And part of this is they're trying to show you where it's the bankers are the bad guys. The bankers are the ones being centered, and now they're trying to get rid of the bankers because that's where the evil was, but no, it's not. It's the secret societies trying to put the blame on the bankers who are nothing more than shoeshine boys. Got to make it look like the bankers are the ones in charge of this, when actually they're nothing but they just shine the shoes of the Illuminati. Your Freemasonry, skull and bones, the whole nine yards. I found a study that came out recently that I found quite disturbing. The article, images produced May 2014, says that studies find that young blood rejuvenates aging mice. You all getting the implication on this thing now? I've talked about this dozens of times, about how the nurses that are Wicca, doctors that are abortionists, crave that young blood. I don't mean to get too graphic, but you kind of know what I'm talking about. In more than one case that the baby born or aborted. In one case, a nurse was carted into the next room, closed the door, but somebody entered the door soon after, and he caught her consuming that baby's blood. Family, not good. This is very bad stuff. Very bad. And that's what they believe, is a sacrifice of children, consumption of blood of infants and so forth as part of their agenda at the highest level. It says it rejuvenates their body. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because when they become a Mason at the highest level now, again, the Wicca, whatever, warlocks, etc., Satanists and all the like, the consumption of young blood allegedly gives them more life. You consume the blood, you consume the spirit of the being, or the animal even. Even pervades itself into hunting today as your first kill, so to speak. Well, it's a little bit more than that. Those that are endowed and dwelled by demonic entities consume, use that vehicle, that body vehicle, that physical vehicle called a body, to consume young blood to give them the ability to possess that victim on the long term. The drugs help break down conscious control, LSD, marijuana, all that, and that allows possession of the human being or the super soldier or the one being used by the Pentagon at G2 or wherever as remote viewing, allows them to be possessed, the possession of the supernatural being inside the body, thereby has allowed them to do remote viewing, other supernatural activities, making it look like the individual soldier, individual person that's using it in a test case, is enhanced his abilities. That's not the case. Because once that demon leaves, that person loses that ability, and they kill the body, and the soul's taken to hell. So that person would need deliverance. Being demonized outside of the body in is one thing. But being possessed from inside out is a whole new ball game. That requires deliverance, exorcism. And sometimes you can have more than one demon co-occupying your body. Now you take microchips, ELF transmission, techniques of electronic engineering and so forth. You got yourself a synthesized demon, thereby making the body, rendering the body up for possession. That's the whole bottom line. It's those fallen angels, to use avatars, for the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim of the Old Testament can now inhabit a body through mind control, can once again take a physical form. Just like they did in the days of Noah. So this article came out. Studies find that young blood rejuvenates aging mice. I said, is this all there is to it? It's May 2014. I found it's not. If Mickey Mouse, they say, was feeling his age at 86, scientists may have found just the tonic, the blood of younger mice. Family, this is an article just come. It's not a tabloid article. This found the other two papers from Harvard University focused on a substance that's more abundant in the blood of younger mice than old. The protein's called something like Golf Delta Foxtrot 11, GDF-11. And it's also found in human blood, and its concentration appears to decline with age. And they said on the average, aging mice that got injections of it showed greater grip strength and more endurance on a treadmill than untreated mice. So now this article is written for the Illuminati and their initiates to say, look, we told you so. The Harvard scientists also found that exposing older mice to the blood of younger mice produced more blood vessels and blood flow in the brain. So those of you older folks that are Illuminati, now that's good news, isn't it? No, because if you do it, you're going to hell. That's not news at all. That's bad news. Really bad news. So I looked around a little bit more, and I found 4 May. This article, quote, vampire therapy could reverse aging, scientists find. In another article by science correspondent Sarah Crapton, 4 May 2014. It may seem the stuff of gothic horror novels, but transfusions of young blood could reverse the aging process and even cure Alzheimer's, scientists believed. This confirms what I've been saying for years now, in the fact that the Red Cross was in fact created by the Illuminati to gather blood for many reasons. One was for this, and I never talked about that much because I knew no one would ever believe it. But what I did talk about was the other purpose of the Red Cross collecting blood samples was to find the DNA bloodlines of the Hebrew Jews so they could kill them. So that's why it goes back to World War II. That's why the Illuminati created the Red Cross. That's why the Red Cross is of the Rothschild symbol. Sink in a little bit. It's all connected. So now this article confirms what I've been saying, thinking for a while that I hadn't really said often, was that they were taking that blood for the Nephilim, for those bodies they've produced in the deep underground military bases to keep the bodies alive so that demonic spirits could inhabit them to be used later. I have 2 studies on this. Throughout history, cultures across the globe have extolled and the properties of youthful blood, with children sacrificed in the blood of young warriors drunk by the victors. Does abortion sound familiar? That's exactly the purpose of abortion, and making it legal. Back to the Mayans, back to Nimrod, but make it legal this time in the year 21st century. That's what abortion is all about. It's not about social reasons or economic reasons or moral reasons, all that. No. Abortion is about child sacrifice so these abominations can live by taking the blood and the flesh of these aborted babies and put it in the food to look up Coca-Cola, Diet Coca-Cola, Diet Pepsi. I mean, the lawsuit when they discovered fetal material in the diet flavoring. Remember I told y'all, that's my regular listeners, that this is about revenge of the Nephilim, revenge by the fallen angels of God destroying their creation, watching their children, which were abominations of evil, die before their eyes? Well, ever since then, after the flood, second wave, this is a get back at you, causing us to cannibalize and not even know it. In your face, God, they say, to kill each other. And we think it's war because we're against each other. No, it's all wars have been orchestrated by the Illuminati, Vatican, high-level Freemasons. Every generation has planned a generation in advance. And the good Freemasons, the ones that are honest inside, just doing their Blue Lodge stuff and all that, they don't know what they're involved in. They don't understand it. That's why they brainwash them. Each degree they go up. And each degree you go up, you become more and more possessed, and you become more and more lost into the agenda of the Freemasonry, and you lose your humanity. Exactly what happens. You don't realize it because it's a slow process, like boiling a frog. They keep telling you little secrets to pull you in. You get more and more pumped up each degree. Secrets that the others don't know. So when I know something you don't know, that gives me power, baby. I know something you don't know. Do-da, do-da. You see? I know something. I have power that you don't have. That's what they hang on. That's why God says there's no secrets in his kingdom. He don't want that power. He just wants you to love him. Ain't got time for secrets. Well, Tom, you said to shut up that book. Yeah, because they wouldn't understand. Everything will be revealed in God's kingdom in due time. Everything. No secrets in God's kingdom. I've said enough about that. They're calling it the vampire therapy. This is an article in code for the Illuminati to energize them, those that's maybe having second thoughts about what they're involved in. Because see, we told you, we have studies from Harvard that says this young blood can make you live forever. What it's all about. Where are we in this New World Order? Boy, we're close. Because they're letting all the cats out of the bag. Which means they're setting up the dialectic, which is to bring peace. This peace is not benevolent peace at all. Especially when your fake Jesus says torture is part of those that reject it. There's a problem there. Oh yeah, you New Agers out there that believe in love for all and Christ consciousness and we're all one and this, that, and the other and blah, blah, blah. And meditate a while and sniff some glue. I don't know, whatever y'all do. Well, they're talking about torture now. So what about if one of you all want to get out? What if you don't like it anymore? You better start thinking about what you're really involved in. If they're capable of telling you this now, in a voice that says, identified with Sanand Emmanuel, fallen angel, looks like Jesus Christ, that we think looks like Jesus Christ, that's going around now this past week. It's going to increase. So this is about where we are in the New World Order, is that we're at the very end of the old knowledge coming up with the new of the existence of the New World Order. Now, I found interesting this article is published today. Well, actually, that was a shooter at the VA. There was recently, on the 1st of May, about a former Marine that is Colto Ocampo admitted to the murders of 6 people, 4 homeless men, a mother and a son. He said his genetics made him want to be one of the country's most prolific serial killers. The former Marine died after what investigators say was suicide by ingestion of a household cleaner. Now, this morning, or actually this afternoon early, there's a Marine that was doing the shooting at a VA hospital just recently. This many soldiers are said to have something called a warrior gene. Ocampo believed his genetics enabled him to kill six people, homeless men and mother and son. Well, you see, the New World Order used the homeless for experiments. They want to get rid of all the homeless. They think we all are goyim to be enslaved. You can imagine what they think about homeless people. So to eliminate homeless minorities is on their agenda. And then all others will die too. Now, that being said, this thing about a warrior gene is a lie. They want to use tests of this Marine and the others using microchips that enhances control, causing a human to become like a drone. This is old technology. Now, this guy intended to kill 16 people. He says, "Did you feel sexually aroused when you're doing this?" He's asked by Anaheim Police Sergeant Darian White. He said, "No, sir." "Sexually aroused? No, sir." Well, there's a problem there because sex and extreme violence are closely connected. He talks about having in his sperm that he's a killer. Police identified the man shot at Dayton VA this afternoon, about 1:25 p.m. this afternoon. What I think, based on research and some information I do know, is that these suicides, 22 per day, 26 probably, according to the way they actually count it, it's more than 22, suicides of our veterans every day is being orchestrated. Now, if you go on my website, watchmenforjesus.com, you'll find the suicide conspiracy. And I give you a hint. I give you some ideas of how it can be done. You take that and you continue the research. But that being said, is this programmed? An article I found that contradicts the program theory by indicating that this one dark night was a studious disciple, the Norwegian killer, studied the Norwegian's manifesto up in Norway. The Norwegian claims to be part of an organization called the Knights Templar. Oop, now they're signaling out the Knights Templar. Linked by modern conspiracy theorists to the Illuminati. So they're going to start getting rid of those. Then I had another article I found. Killers tend to self-destruct or seek suicide. Are they programmed to destroy evidence or chances of info release exposing the programmers? Found another one where assassins Mark Chapman and Sirhan Sirhan, both of them claim to hear voices in their heads telling them to murder their targets. Now, a Freedom of Information Act petition requesting all declassified government documents and those pertaining to covert attempts at microwave auditory effects, telepathy, and hypnosis. Page after page of verified government documents confirm that taxpayer dollars had funded research on everything from a telepathic ray gun, that'd be a telepathic microwave. Targeted individuals know exactly what that is. One of the release tests even broadcast a person's voice telepathically by using close-range microwaves. And to be the project, project the spoken numbers 1 to 10 across a lab to volunteers inside their head. It was done. S-Quad techniques are used to beam sound into your head from billboards. This is old technology. Quote, this technology has been around since 1988. It was first used on Coca-Cola machines and triggered with motion detectors to sound like a soda can popping open to coerce people into buying a drink from the machines. It worked to great effect during the summer months. Coke sold 30% more drinks from the machines from this technology than machines with it. So yes, mind control. You know, the Coca-Cola had back in the 1800s till, when was it, 1960s, 1970s, thereabouts? They had a jingle that Coke, quote, relieves fatigue. Well, yeah, when you got cocaine in it, it sure would it not? That would relieve fatigue in a heartbeat. It might take away your heartbeat. That's what Coca-Cola had in the secret agreement was cocaine. Then around 1980s, 1990s time frame, they changed the formula. Yeah, they took out the cocaine. They got you addicted to it, and now they're going to keep you on it. They put other stuff in the coke called fetal material. Oops. Electromagnetic energy weapons, voice-to-skull technology. Y'all get ready now. Because when that Maitreya guy comes popping out of nowhere on the major scenes today as the world teacher, he's going to start speaking in people's heads. And people don't know about this are going to freak out. Matter of fact, 10th of March, 1972, individual, Robert Naisland in Stockholm, Sweden, wrote in May 1993 that on 10th of March, 1972, he became tranquilized in a hotel where he was temporarily lodging. And the implantation that was done upon him preceded about a period of prolonged torture with personality-altering radio signals for 10 to 20 hours per day. And they started communicating directly with his brain. It was then he realized that they could discern his thoughts and indeed experience his entire range of cognitive activity. There's a picture in the research that shows little devices, little black spots in his brain. Dr. Robert G. Heath of Tulane University implanted as many as 125 electrodes in a human being's brain. In his experiments, he discovered he could control the patient's memories, sexual arousal, fear, pleasure, and cause hallucinations. I found a study, coercive behavior modification techniques with offenders, dated 1972, with Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwitzbell. One was out of Harvard, funded by the Health Education Welfare Department. Could deliver an electrical shock to the body anywhere in the world as a punishment. It was put into a transponder and a miniature device was planted into the body of subjects they were testing in 1972, felons. They were homosexual. Every time they'd get a sexual arousal, they could detect it on their devices, and they'd deliver an electrical shock to the person. Bzzz. That sure changed mine. But anywhere in the world it could be done from one location. They had the technology back then. They also advised that they could use these devices on socially troublesome persons, people with financial problems that weren't paying their bills. It goes on to talk about the many possibilities. In 1972, in comes, ergo, Mark of the Beast, the digital tattoo. they'll be taking that tattoo, like John MacArthur, a lowlife, a lying theologian, another liar that says it's okay to take the beast, to take the mark. See, they're all coming out of the woodwork, and these are liars. I don't like to mince words. They had interviews with patients at Langbro Hospital and Beckenberger Hospital, Karolinska Hospital Psychiatric Clinic, and the radio waves would pass through the brain, or not necessarily registered by one who has a brain transmitter, though, only when the effect is greatly increased. For example, when experiments are performed, it is possible for the victim to detect them. Hence that ringing in your ears. So when this Maitreya speaks to the world in this cloud of ELF transmission, people in the United States and Europe are going to hear in their heads, in their languages, this Maitreya speaking when disclosure finally takes place. Can you imagine how that's going to be? And you try to explain it to people, it's just technique, it's technology, or it's supernatural. And they say, I hear it in my head. And then they see Maitreya and they see this fake Jesus come out. Man, it's going to be difficult for you to convince people this is a fake and fraud. Family, letting y'all know. Y'all get ready for what they're getting ready to pull off here. And them telling us this and letting these things out is bringing it across so it's easier to be accepted. The Columbine shooters, they're on psychotropic drugs. They were microchipped. Constructive Behavior Modification by Dr. Ralph Schwetzebel and A. Hansen Koppelman, May 26, 1973. Matter of fact, April 25th, 1990. Does this sound familiar? A man shoots five, killing one in a Georgia shopping mall. It's all the same scenario. A 31-year-old man in 1990 was released from a mental institution on April 24th. He killed one person and wounded four others. He opened fire in a shopping mall just outside of Atlanta with a gun he had bought in a pawn shop on Monday. How convenient that was. He said he threw the weapon into a trash can, walked out of the mall's main entrance, and surrendered to plainclothes officers, just like that. But that's not all. That's not all. The Associated Press quoted this Colonel Ferguson of the DeKalb County Police in 1990 as saying that a document, convenient, huh? A document was found in Mr. Brady's pocket. Said he suffered from delusions. Quote, can be hostile, threatening, and has a history of alcohol abuse, unquote. So, during questioning of this Brady, Mr. Brady talked of God and about a mechanical device inside him controlling his actions, unquote. And this Dr. Richard Fields, the superintendent of the hospital, could not discuss the reports, citing confidentiality. This individual had a .38 caliber snub-nosed revolver and was reloading the gun, they told police, when an unidentified person standing nearby apparently talked him out of it. They couldn't find this guy anymore. And, of course, Lydia Appel, manager of the Häagen-Dazs ice cream store in the mall, said the gunman had a blank stare. That sounded a little bit like hypnotizing. Being hypnotized, does that sound like that? He turned to his left and flipped open the gun, took out the cartridges, and walked out. Wasn't looking for anybody, just shooting random. That was a test, family. That was a test to see if it'd work. I got dozens of reports like this. I could go on and on and read them all, but I've made my point here. This is all orchestrated. This is testing. of the helter skelter. Judgment is coming. I got one more thing here to tell you, and I'll cover the rest of it tomorrow. I was recommended to go to watch a movie this weekend, and I went to watch the movie. Actually, it was certain April 14th, but it might have been the last couple of days. It was the movie about Captain America. Now, I know, as I've told you all before, and my broadcast even, that they put before you what they're going to do, the technologies they have, even from Star Trek, to everything in front of your face, they show you what they have, put in fictional form, science fiction or whatever, so you'll never think anything about it. But they show you right in front of your face what it is. And nobody's going to pay any mind to it. This is all just part of science fiction, when actually it's not. Now, before this movie, like 3-4 years ago, I've been telling people that they can track, just like in this, well, oh yeah, actually it was linked up to what I was telling you a while ago. That's why I'm going to talk about it. The microchip sends out signals, obviously from satellite, and receive signals. If they can hear your voices, they can deliver electrical shock through satellite technology in 1972. Imagine what they can do today. However, this paper, 1972 paper, Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders, out of Harvard, Dr. Ralph Schwetzebel and his brother Ralph, this other fruitcake, they predicted from a miniaturized device, they predicted in the paper, which I got a copy of, micro miniaturization. I mean, smaller chips. And so then I know the third level was nanobot technology that enhances your DNA signature, your energy signature. And then I also know that they can track you by satellite through your DNA. In comes Red Cross and other places. Hello. From a satellite. Because your DNA, it gives off a signature that can be tracked because of the energy, aura, or whatever you want to call it. They can tap into that. So, miniaturized device, micro miniaturization predicted, nanobot technology, implanted device, and you have tracking your DNA. So it makes it easier to track your DNA when you've got the smart dust, the microchips inside your body, and the microchip, it really enhances your DNA signature. Now, I've been talking about this for several years now. So them not being able to find, 700,000 children is baloney. All they got to do is get the DNA of the parents, and then they can track them on a satellite. Probably 3/4 of the children missing. But, of course, they won't do that because Child Protective Service are the ones kidnapping the children for the CIA to use for your elite. Senator Schaefer was closing them down. Oh, she is killed by her husband, shot in the back while she slept, and he killed himself. Senator Schaefer. Does murder sound like more like it? Yeah, it does. Because she is closing down CPS, closing in on them. After all, the CIA can't human traffic unless they have CPS and do it legally. In any case, on this movie, Captain America, just this past weekend, of course, it's been out since April 14th. I wasn't going to go see this stupid movie still. Somebody recommends, Tommy, we need to go see this because it's showing some of the stuff. I went, and sure enough, boy, that torqued my jaw. When I heard them on there saying that they could track your DNA on this dadgum movie. I said, well, that leaves me in the dust. That shuts me down because you see how it works? Now you understand. When I go out here and say they can track your DNA, oh, Tom, come on, man. You saw that movie, didn't you? Boy, that makes me mad. See, they put it in a movie and it shuts you down. That's why they got Alex Jones out here doing stuff. Because now he acts like a nut, crazy, throwing things on TV and all that. No, he works for the Illuminati. like Ventura and like Beck and Hannity, and this is all coming out. You know, you got Alex Jones saying that Beck is CIA and all this. The two work together. They're not enemies. They do this so you will not believe the news. At the same time, for those that do, they're misled. It's just a mess. Man, it's torque my jaw bad. I work around with a torque jaw that's hard to even eat. And I can't even use a toothpick. It just really torques me up, man. Bad. Gosh, I don't like this. That's why I like to expose it. I'm tired of these lies, man. I'm tired of these liars on the radio. I'm tired of these liars on TV. And these books ain't worth 2 cents out of Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, MIT. All of them are based on humanistic studies controlled by the Illuminati. And I got the evidence on every one of them. I can name them off for you. Put your money where your mouth is. Education Council of Foreign Relations members. In 1993, just then, Harvard, I got a document right here, had 300 educators, including 30 presidents of premier colleges and universities, are on the Council of Foreign Relations rolls. And that's Illuminati. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT. That's also a card-carrying member of Tavistock, by the way. Behavior think tank in England. Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, John Hopkins, University of Chicago, of course, University of Miami, City College of New York, George Washington University. That's a short list. University of Texas, now you know why they do that double horn thing. That's a sign of Satan, for goodness sakes alive. So they came out in this movie this past week, and I saw it. And sure enough, they said, well, they can track your DNA from space. And I said, yeah, they can, can't they? Oh, man. Well, somebody sent me some articles when I was expressing my displeasure and anger for the for them, you know, coming out with this stupid movie about it. And somebody showed me something, May the 11th, 2010. Article. Space images, DNA data track rare dolphins. A vulnerable coastal dolphin species has nowhere to hide from scientists who are using DNA and satellites to track and learn more about this rare animal. Conservationists are using these tools to gain new insights in the world of poorly known coastal dolphin species of Eastern South America called Franciscana of the La Plata dolphin. The study looked at DNA samples taken from dolphins that had been stranded, entangled in fishing gear, or captured and released in 6 locations along coastal Argentina. And data from NASA, CWIFAS and MODIS satellites, which monitor ocean conditions. Researchers found at least 2 genetically distinct populations of Franciscanas in Argentina's coastal waters, and they learned that environmental differences, temperature, turbidity of the water, chlorophyll levels in the ocean, are probably involved in creating these distinct populations. Finally, they could track them with satellite from their DNA. If they can do it to dolphins, they can do it to humans, too. Now, it's not all. DARPA sows the seeds of technological surprise, director says. What it talks about here about DARPA is about being able to track DNA as well. DARPA would have that, of course. What do you think about that now? Now that goes combined with these microchips. You got Morpho, Inner X Forces joined Rapid DNA ID technology. Inogen X, the market leader in rapid DNA technology, DNA identification solutions to law enforcement and government agencies to select countries around the world. Based on a breakthrough technology, the Rapid HIT is a fully automated system that generates DNA profiles from reference samples. It can be used in laboratories and police stations directly at the crime scene. We have a database of DNA. Now you got it. Family, where are we in this new world order? I'm going to talk about today and tomorrow. I wanted to cover some of these articles today about where we are in this, how far they are in advanced, what they're capable of doing. This vampire theory, you got to be kidding me. You know, this is crazy, but it's actually true. Women are scaling barriers to combat. I've talked about that, how they've done this to downgrade the services, cause conflict within the units. Now I'm going to talk a little bit more tomorrow about news. There's quite a few interesting things that come out here recently in the news that you might be aware of. All right. Family, you got the 21 goals in Illuminati. They have to put out what they're going to do before they do it. That's a requirement. And the way they do it, it's not a threat to them because they do it in such a way that people will not believe it. And if someone is credible enough to where they want part of them, of the Illuminati, and they're spilling the beans, they kill them. Bill Cooper, John Todd, Russo, Larry McDonald. It's all there. Family, y'all better wake up out there. That's not. Especially you Joint Chief of Staff. They're going to have you so messed up. They're going to use you up, all four stars and all. I don't care if you got five or six. You know, it don't matter. They're going to kill you. You're not going to get your retirement home, they promised you. It's not going to happen. They want you dead. Right now they're going to use you. Then they're going to kill you. I highly recommend you check out that Protocols, chapter 15. And killing off the Jews ain't going to do it, because you'll never accomplish that in the first place. God's not going to let you. Now, the Jews in Jerusalem, they're goners, man. God's going to take that place apart. When they sign, Hagee better learn this. If he doesn't know it now, he better learn it quick. Because Hagee and Mark Blitz are full of mud when they talk about this four blood moons. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And shows their lack of knowledge of the Bible and the Torah and every other kind of political or religious book they got. Revelation 6, 12 to 17 talks about one moon, blood red, the sun is black as sackcloth, and that's it. No more. Now they're trying to jerry-rig all the others to make people think that the four blood moons and all there are eclipses. The biggest fraud of the people that trust these individuals. They're part of the Illuminati, Freemasonry. But in this goals of Illuminati, they plan on, when God allows them to complete it, they want to establish a unified church and monetary system. It's going to be based on a tattoo on the microchip. The one world government is going to set up its church. It did start in about the 1920s, 1930s. And they realized the need for religious belief that's inherent in mankind after mankind discovers that they are enslaved, which now you notice that? You know, you white folk, you've been enslaved since 1776 and didn't even know it. It will keep you all thinking that you're free, but you're not. You never have been. I got a quote directly from FDR confirming this. Don't tell me no. From his own diary. And from, from Senator Lundeen, who heard the quote from FDR, March 4th, 1939. The evil of that man was unbelievable. Along with every other president we've ever had. All of them worked together with Illuminati. Except for the ones they murdered. Called assassinations. I can't give the details right now. I don't have the time. But I have before in the past. They have to have an outlet. They know that people have to have an outlet. After you have tyranny, you must have an outlet. And the way to get your outlet is through religion. They created all religions. That's what religion's created for. Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's not about doctrine. The King James Bible is not even doctrine. The King James Bible is the Word of God telling you what's going to happen. Man calls it canon and doctrine, gives all these kind of words and names and theology and all this nonsense, dispensation and blah, blah, blah. No, that's God telling you, here is my holy word, the King James Bible, put in the dark ages to hide from man because it would be destroyed. So he had it hidden in the Alps throughout the dark ages. And before that was in Antioch. He brought it out after the dark ages, 1604, and said to a godly man named King James, authorize it. Then get out of the way and let the 47 translators of real scholars, not the fake scholars they have today in Harvard and Yale, MIT, they're all fake. They don't have a clue about religion. They got degrees, but they don't know the truth of God's loving grace and his coming back. It's going to step on their heads if they don't renounce their blood oaths of Freemasonry. This is a warning that that day is coming. And the only alternative they have, they have no other, is to give their life to Jesus Christ and to come clean. The only alternative they have no other. Otherwise, they're heading to hell. All the good deeds they do will count zero. All the big $1,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 tips they give waitresses won't count for a penny. Helping 100 little old ladies across the street will only send you deeper in hell. It's not about doing good deeds. Good deeds come after you're born again. That's fruit of the Spirit, yes. But doing these things before ain't going to get you to heaven. It's accepting Jesus as your personal Savior, repenting, renouncing the blood oaths that you've taken as a Freemason. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, or Skull and Bones, or whatever you are. They have an inclusion of bringing about the utter destruction of all national identity, national pride, which was primary consideration, if the concept of one world government was to work. To get rid of national identity, get rid of national pride, that's the purpose of the Alex Joneses and all of them, to show you how worthless the government is, how tyrannical it is. Yeah, it is, but they're there to show you that it is now, so you renounce it. I have articles proven that there's an unprecedented number of Americans renouncing their American citizenship. Now, I don't care either way. That's I follow Jesus Christ. I don't know America, no stars and stripes, no whatever religion. No, I follow Jesus Christ. I'm done. That's it. Above family, above country, above me, above everything. I follow Jesus. Now, it's not easy. Oh, it's not easy. It is not easy at all. Not a fan. But a follower is a hard way to go. A fan just cheers on the side. But a follower gets on the field and puts on the gear. It's called the full armor of God. Hope you all got that down, because I couldn't repeat that in 1,000 years again. Their idea is to bring about the utter destruction of all national identity. You need evidence? I got it right here. Matter of fact, in I could take this back to sometimes my broadcast runs ahead of me, had my material ready because I just I don't run by a script or nothing like that. I just head off. So there 21 goals, Illuminati. As Dr. John Coleman, certainly a member of MI5, MI6 of Illuminati. See, he's part of them having to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So you say, well, so what? He says it, maybe it's not true. Well, to bring about utter destruction of national identity and national pride, to bring everybody together, all races together under one race, all religions together, everything together. Well, in 1946 to 48, Brock Chisholm, who was director of the United Nations World Health Organization, he expressed a typical globalist view when he stated, quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, their loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. He's a Unitarian. He died in 1971. Unquote. You know where that started? You know what they've been doing all along? Beginning after 1970 specifically? The idea of the Vietnam War was to bring in communism as planned by the Illuminati and the American administration and protect it. That was what Korea and Vietnam was all about. What about fighting communism? It's about enhancing it. Confirmed, Sharon Douglas MacArthur in his diary. Don't tell me no. I'll throw it right back at you. Now, that's where it started. No. It started in 1930s. Ever before that, Charles Francis Potter, educator, said, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. In 1972, 32 years later, 42 years later, to show you the continuity of this plan, Dr. Pierce, Chester M. Pierce of Harvard University, no less, echoed these same ideas when he addressed 2,000 teachers at one time in an auditorium in Denver, Colorado, 1973. He said, and I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief of a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of a nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future, unquote. Any question now about the international rights of the child to take over your children? Any question at all about the Illuminati's plan to bring about utter destruction of all national identity and national pride? I just scratched the surface. They've accomplished this to the schools. Now to show the schools can't be trusted, they're having their minions, adult teachers having sexual relations with their teenagers, male teachers having sexual relations with their teenage students, other horrific in school, activities in school that we sure didn't fool with in the 1970s that I know of. Biggest thing we had was throwing spitballs at the geometry teacher and humming like bees when she's so old she thought there's bees outside. We thought that was funny. Not today. Today they're stabbing, raping, murdering, killing is a normal thing. I'd say they've escalated from spitballs to 9mm is quite a jump. To to establish the ability to control each and every person through means of mind control and what Zygmunt Brzezinski called tectotronics is create human-like robots and a system of terror which make the Felix Brzezinski's Red Terror look like children at play. You remember Brzezinski, right? It's easier to kill a million people instead of controlling a million people. It used to be easier to control a million than to kill them. Now it's easier to kill them because they're politically aware. So now you just got to kill them. I want to reemphasize something, family, before I move on here. They've lost this war already. There is no way possible they're going to win. However, they're going to circumvent that by saying, we won, we've defeated the Illuminati. We've beaten the bankers. We've taken them out. There's going to be a period of peace and prosperity. Family, I'm here to tell you, it's a fake peace and prosperity. It's to enhance those lying prosperity preachers down in Florida and the other places and across the country that talks about, like Osteen and all these others, about peace and prosperity is a lie. It's to placate the American public before they slam down with the FEMA camp. It's called the first seal. Don't be fooled by this period of peace and prosperity. It's being placated. Exactly like they did in 1921 to 1927. They placated the American public after J.P. Morgan created a crisis of a depression, a mini Great Depression, you might say, in 1921. You don't find that too many places in history. It's not well publicized. But that was enough to scare the financial elite because they kept track of it. So then, to enhance and to follow up on the fear that they had created anyway, J.P. Morgan flooded the market with money to save America. No such thing. So everybody jumped on the bandwagon, started making millions from increasing the stock market. Pulled people in from 1921 to 1927. Planned the Great Depression in its final stages. Oh, heck, the thing was already planned in 1913. But 1927 was an emergency meeting to plan the Great Depression, to find out how many Americans are invested. Happy days are here again. Hey, clapper girls, war is over. We're great. Things are fine. Does that sound familiar? It's coming. And then in 1928, IG Farben chemical cartel funded by Wall Street Illuminati, funded 100% with that other liar and traitor, Henry Ford, funded Adolf Hitler fully, 100% Nazism, America funded. Well, after all, come on now. If we funded them in 1928, then is it no surprise in 1945 we brought 10,000 of them to America under Operation Paperclip? Y'all getting the picture? And you know who Adolf Hitler was, don't you? Oh, I know, dictator in Germany, all that. No, you know who he was? So if they had a family reunion of Hitler, can you imagine who would be there if Hitler? They'd bring his second cousins, wouldn't they? Wouldn't his second cousins come to the family reunion all together if they had one? You know who his second cousins were that would be at that family reunion eating fried chicken? And maybe biscuits and gravy and deviled eggs at that family reunion? Playing with kids on their knee? Okay, I'll quit. Queen Elizabeth II, Stalin, and Churchill, evil to the absolute core, were second cousins to Hitler. They were all cousinry. And you know who they were cousinry also with? Lower level cousins? Oh, you're just a fifth cousin. You're just a sixth cousin. But your family, come on. Every American president we've had since George Washington, except for Van Buren, and including other countries as well, are in the same bloodline family of the Merovingian bloodline. Appointed as presidents, fact, never elected in our history. We've never had a democracy of elections. We've never had democracy in America, confirmed March 4th, 1939 by President Roosevelt. In a quote, has your head spinning now? Oh, I'm just getting warmed up. I'll have to continue it tomorrow, I guess. You need to know the truth now. They're going to tell you all this, like I'm telling you now, so you'll have a loss of sovereignty. You'll have a loss of, well, I just don't like my country anymore. I'm going to renounce my, they want that. They want you to do that. Why? Well, I got to tell you again, to bring about the utter destruction of national identity and national pride, which is a primary consideration. You see how it works? This is what they're doing now. So this tells me where we are today in their planning, is they've shown you this now. They're showing you with all these talk shows and stuff how worthless our government is. Because in their plan, it's stipulated in 1873 to 1901, there's some lectures through there, that said when all the worthlessness of all governments have been acknowledged, then that day they're going to launch the New World Order. They've accomplished that. It's been done. Since the 1930s. I got the quotes to prove it. To bring about the end of all industrialization and the production of nuclear-generated electric power in what they call the post-industrial zero-growth society. Accepted are the computer and service industries. U.S. industries that remain will be exported to countries such as Mexico, where they have slave labor. 1993, it became a fact through the passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA. See, they want you all to forget about that. That helped set up the economic conditions to establish the North American Union, which is being formed right underneath your nose. NAFTA. And unemployables in the United States in the wake of industrial destruction. That's why they worked on Detroit and Dearborn for several reasons. One was to get rid of the automobile industry. And number two, to set up a stronghold for Islamic fundamentalism. It's been planned 20, 30 years. That's with the purpose of destroying Detroit. So they figure the unemployables will become either opium, heroin, or become cocaine addicts, or become statistics in the elimination of the excess population process we know today as Global 2000. Now, I did a radio show last week that is on my website in Jesus Christ Ministries, Barbara Mack. Jesus in the Morning, I believe it is. It's on my website. To talk about the HPV vaccination. And you're probably saying, what's he talking about that now for? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Now, cool your jets there a minute. Because you see, the HPV vaccination is just one method of depopulation of America. Because the HPV vaccination was designed specifically to sterilize your children. Boys and girls. It's killed over 144. Injured 25,000 plus. Boys and girls inclusive. Japan stopping it. India stopped it. Countries are stopping it. Not America. Governor, whatever his name is, Perry, out of Texas, tried to get it mandatory in 2010. However, the parents and councils got together and stopped his action 2 months after he'd started it and got it approved through one legislation. They stopped it. Good for you, Texas. But they're going to come back with it again. That's just one method of depopulation. Now, I said on this show last week, the depopulation plan, at the same time that Nixon set up the destruction of the United States, Executive Order 11647, yeah, he sure did. he balkanized America in executive order. Same year, was the distribution and completion of NSSM 200 depopulation plan by Kissinger and Haig to murder people, to reduce, let's just call it what it is, murder, vaccinations, all kinds of different ways it talks about behind between the lines. And you know who forwarded it to the next level? Billy Bob Carter, president, should stay to peanut farming, who's a Luciferian, evil to the core. Carter, Global 2000 is his initiative to continue the depopulation policy. Elimination of excess population. They're also going to encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs and make pornography as an art form. Remember that artist that said that has some woman giving birth on this platform was art? And what in the world? Anyway, family, we're going over. Where are we today? Club of Rome depopulation is becoming a truth. Now, I'm going to remind you all, I'm going to talk about this again tomorrow. I'm going to hit you with some more stuff about what they're up to. What do you want to know this stuff for? To pray against it, to get away from it, to expose it for what it really is, to know that Jesus is the only way. There is no other way. There is no benevolent government on the face of this planet. There's no aliens that are good. All of them are evil. Every single one of them are. White hats, black hats, or bald-headed. It don't matter. Only Jesus Christ at Armageddon is going to straighten all that out. And it's going to be him that causes them once again to fight each other. Causes them once again, Psalms 34:21, the evil shall slay the wicked as they did in the Old Testament at the flood. They were fighting each other, killing each other. And the fallen angels had to watch. And that made them real mad. And then after the second wave of fallen angels and Nimrod, they started over again. But sin brought this upon us, not God. Ourselves, the fallen angels, Adam and Eve, etc. That's what it's all about. To pray against it, spiritual warfare. To go after it, to not just sit back and let it happen. Because it's about extending the time so others can be born again and saved by your witnessing. That's what it's all about. God wishes that none should perish but have everlasting life. That's why it's holding back his anger. But I'm going to tell you something. When he releases it, you're not going to have, like Bagley and the rest of them say, you're not going to have some little lake or river or stream somewhere in some off forsaken place. It's, oh, we got red rivers over here. We're in the, no, we're not. When it, God's wrath is not that small, let me tell you what. God's wrath is big, and it's worldwide. At the same time, no one will escape the wrath of God. It ain't going to happen. Except those who are born again through Jesus Christ, repenting of sins, which the churches aren't talking about today. And God's going to clean house on that too. Family, Jesus Christ is the only way. There is no other way. I want to let you all know that we are played at KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, Thomas plays a simulcast, I think we are today, and also John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, HighPointRadio.net, up in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. They play our programs and Bible studies. Tonight, 9 to 11, I'll be on Revelation Radio. I'll also have it on my website, the broadcast 9 to 11 tonight. And Tuesday through Friday is, in addition to 4 to 6 broadcast, is 7:30 to 9 is Bible studies, Tuesday through Friday. Get all that in before we get off. I think we're already off now, TalkStream Live. And when y'all come on tomorrow, at 4 o'clock, go through that TalkStreamLive.com and click on that green bar. and you always come back to the website. But click on that green bar about every hour, and let's see where we are in that. Well, that won't be twice then. So tomorrow we'll talk more about the detail of where we are and the 21 goals in Illuminati. I'm going to talk about it slow as I can so you can get the full scope of where we are in this agenda. And so, family, I appreciate y'all coming by today. We got work to do, family, got work to do. But the first thing is get yourself right with God. And going to church ain't getting it. Going to church is not what it's about. It's accepting Jesus as your Savior and living that life. It's not a church anymore. Where two or more are gathered. That's the church that God's talking about. Where two or more are gathered. It's not a religion. It's not a four walls. It's not a pastor, preacher, pope, rabbi, or whatever they call themselves, bishop. It don't make one lick of difference whether we're a green robe, no robe, purple robe. Robes don't matter with the hood beans, and neither does rosary beads. None of that nonsense matters, but Jesus does. That's it. And the King James Bible is only the true word of God, as evidence confirms, slam dunk, irrefutable. I got it all out. Family, study up. Get ready. Get right with God. We're close. Now, tomorrow I'm going to talk more about it in detail. And I'll tell you what, I'll start talking immediately about our position in this agenda tomorrow and the Illuminati's plan and where we sit with that. Y'all have a good night now, because know that Jesus Christ wins. But witnessing is where he wins, because it's another soul saved. Let the Holy Spirit work for you. You plant the seed, whether they believe you or not, like it or not, but you planted the seed. That's what counts. That's what counts. Have a good night. God bless, and this is the Watchman, signing off.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into
good night. God bless. And when I click off here, it's going to start back with this 24-hour loop on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. Have a great night. God love you. Signing off.